And we're back with Kember and Dave, ready to continue exploring the depths of politics, welfare, and conspiracies. Brace yourselves for more mind-bending discussions as we venture further down the rabbit hole with Lady Liberty.
We're slaves to our government. They just want us to work and pay our taxes so they can just give our money away
to
Ukraine.
Give $153 million to Ukraine and $750 to each person in this disaster. I would have been embarrassed to say that on the same day. Didn't Trump say that he wanted to open Anwar up, pull the oil out, and pay off the U.S. debt with it?
Well, that's one of the ways. But he had hinted about the Bitcoin. I don't know. It's hard for me to get my head around it. I'm not going to go all in and put all... There's commercials out there, you know, get secured with gold back, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's not... If you don't physically have your gold, then you're no better off than, you know...
And the other thing that scares me about Bitcoin, you know, it's a secured algorithm in a computer. But they say this new AI will be able to break anything, codes, any passwords you have. I don't think anything in that computer is secure anymore.
No. Well, we already found that out with the election, so we know that. Now all our election equipment is on computer.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They spent $50 million just in South Carolina alone.
I'll tell you a story, and I still feel bad about this. Years ago, when they had the poker machines here in South Carolina, I was an electronic technician, and I got a job working for a gentleman, not really a gentleman, but doing some repairs on the poker machines. And there was this place in West Ashley, and they had a high roller come in there. He was betting $50 a bet, only going for the royal flush. And if he got the royal flush, he'd get $12,000-$15,000. And he was breaking the place because he had the money in his pocket to do it. And he only played one machine. And him and the owner of that place got together. They put a chip in there where the queen would no longer appear. I didn't put it in there physically, but I knew about it. And I still feel bad to this day. I didn't say nothing. You can't trust a computer-operated voting machine, because they can tell it for however many votes for him, from 2 to 3 o'clock, you do 4 for this other person, and at 5 o'clock, erase the fact that you were even in here.
I know, and our government spent, in South Carolina alone, spent $50 million. How fast do you think they're going to get rid of them?
But we have paper ballots here.
And thankfully, I'm on the election board. I know in our county, there's audits, paper. They can physically count the paper ballots, and they make sure it matches up and everything checks out good. I don't know what's happening in Charleston and,
The voting machines, we got a great. I'm all for paper ballot counted by machine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Just so you got a paper trail.
But
you just push the button to vote and electronically, you send your Bitcoin out? No, you can't do that.
I know. Hopefully they're fixing the swing. That was another eye-opener to know that there were 5 counties in the United States that could change an election.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I heard another thing that Maine and Nebraska, because they split their electoral college, they can put one vote toward the loser and the rest toward the other. They could actually cause them to tie, and then it would go to the House of Representatives, single vote per person. And who knows at that point with all these rhinos in there? You never know.
Single vote per state.
Yeah, single vote per representative. Yeah.
Per state.
Because single vote per state.
Each state would give a vote.
Yeah.
Because the House, yeah. And there's talk that's how Trump would get back in office.
Oh, that's how RFK is hoping he's going to get in there still.
He was brought it up, yeah. So, we just have to
wait.
That's
a long shot there.
Yeah, well, none of us know. All we can do is speculate. We know that they're going to throw everything at us. They already have. And it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm very nervous about the next 30 days. I'm just waiting to see. What is it going to be? Well, you got the other storm coming. Wouldn't doubt it if a couple more.
Somebody said that too. I heard that too.
Yes, I'm absolutely certain they can cause those.
I think
now.
Well, I think that there's speculation that that's why parts of North Carolina, the parts that got hit hardest by the last one,
yeah,
is Republican stronghold.
Well, I heard it was a lot to do with the fact that it's the biggest lithium deposits in the country.
Well, that too. I heard that. Well, and this morning...
Everybody's dead that owns the property. It's not hard to claim dominion over it, you know? Eminent domain.
That's what they did in Hawaii.
Yeah.
They did that with the fire. Remember that huge fire? Yeah.
It just boggles my mind if this is possibly real. Has it gotten that out of control? How can it have gotten that out of control?
I don't know why we're here, other than we're in a war to get rid of these swamp creatures so we can go back. I just want it to be what it, you know, when before I woke up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when life was good and everybody had a house and two children. And
that's right. The American dream.
Yeah.
Although from what you say, it was all going on in the back rooms then too.
It was.
Just in smaller
portions. They just did, and the whole, since Trump came on, I think his whole role in the way he acts, and his, you know, the Democrats hate how blustery he is.
Yeah.
But he's the one that's woke us up to all this stuff.
Yes.
We would never know any of this.
I agree. And had he, when he got first elected, had he been a little more of a communicator, oh my gosh, what a difference everything could have made. Because I didn't like his personality, but man, he done the job so well.
So you didn't vote for him?
Absolutely voted for him. Oh, absolutely. Okay. Voted for him. I would not vote the other
ticket. I love listening to stories where...
But I thought he had an ego, and he was, he's the chairman of the board all of his life, so he's in charge. Ego, and, but I see this time around a softer person.
Yeah.
I want you to look at, you know, when he deals with people, he deals from the alpha position.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, definitely.
And
yeah.
Only thing is, I want you to go back and watch the most recent rally in Butler.
Yeah.
How he interacts with Elon Musk.
Yeah.
He does not deal with him from an alpha position.
Oh, really? Equal.
Yeah, and he did the same thing with Robert.
No, he's different this time.
Yeah, he is.
He is different this time. I've noticed it. He acts like he cares, and he wants to fix this country so bad. You're listening to WVFF 97.7, coming to you out of Cottageville, South Carolina, from the Red Brick Patriots Club. We're listening to Lady Liberty Down the Rabbit Hole with Kimber. You were saying that, you know, the deep state has always been here, and they've always been turning the nuts and screws. And what popped into my mind was, I seen this conspiracy about how Franklin Roosevelt knew ahead of time about the attack on Pearl Harbor and allowed it to happen. Had y'all ever heard that?
Yeah.
And they said, I mean, that would be the same stuff
right,
we're going through here today.
Let's throw something out there.
9/11 was the same thing. That was an inside job.
In 1939, all right, when Hitler walked into Poland,
yeah,
all right, our army was at 160,000 people.
Yeah.
All right. By the time that,
and I even heard all of them didn't even have weapons.
By the time that Pearl Harbor was bombed, we had 500,000.
Yeah, it's ramping up already.
Yeah. Do you think? What do you think? Yeah. We had virtually no airplanes. We had like 1,300 tanks in 1939. We had thousands by 41. So they knew it was coming. The biggest problem with FDR was, the United States was very much isolationist,
yeah,
and everybody wanted to let Europe's war be in Europe.
Yeah,
and
I'd heard there's a lot of sentiment for Germany.
There was
half the population. Maybe we should go with Germany.
Where we lived in New Jersey, up in the northwest corner.
Yeah,
there were three or four Bund camps up there.
Yeah.
For Hitler Youth.
Oh yeah. I read about that. Yep.
As a matter of fact, when I was a kid, I went to a where you'd pay to go into the lake, and they had all this picnic grove and stuff like that. And it was an old bund camp.
Yeah.
The guy that owned the place was German.
Yeah. No, I had read they were establishing chapters all across the country.
Now, let me say this. The Third Reich never died.
You don't think?
Well, no.
They all moved to Brazil. Yeah.
Brazil, the Ukraine.
Yeah.
Oh, and those are the ones that didn't come to this country?
Yeah.
All right? Our politics in this country changed drastically after World War II by influence of the Nazis that came into the United States. It's Operation Paperclip.
Oh yeah,
we wanted them.
Yeah, well, yeah, all their
scientists.
Industry and scientists and all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we supposedly got to the moon.
Well, that's how we got to the moon.
You're going to have to convince me of that, Frank, because I think I can convince you we didn't get there.
If in fact we did get there.
Yeah, right. I heard about the
lunar. Give me this one. That's what allowed us to make the...
The movie of going to the moon.
No, the ballistic missiles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. The ballistic missiles, yep.
That we can blow ourselves to kingdom come 2 and 3 times over.
The corporate media in our country is no longer involved in journalism. They're a political special interest, no different than any lobbyist or other financial entity with a total political agenda, and the agenda is not for you, it's for themselves.
Beautiful.
And their agenda is to elect crooked Hillary Clinton at any cost, at any price, no matter how many lives they destroy. For them, it's a war. And for them, nothing at all is out of bounds. This is a struggle for the survival of our nation. Believe me. And this will be our last chance to save it on November 8th. Remember that. This election will determine whether we're a free nation or whether we have only the illusion of democracy, but are in fact controlled by a small handful of global special interests rigging the system, and our system is rigged. This is reality. You know it, they know it, I know it, and pretty much the whole world knows it. The establishment and their media enablers wield control over this nation through means that are very well known. Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe, and morally deformed. They will attack you. They will slander you. They will seek to destroy your career and your family. They will seek to destroy everything about you, including your reputation. They will lie, 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 and then again, they will do worse than that.
But we're at the same crossroads again.
Exactly.
He got in there and he stabilized things for a while.
This next election is in a culmination of this military plan. And once he gets in office, have you heard what his celebration tour is going to look like?
Mm-hmm.
2025 is going to be a complete celebration.
All right, let me throw something at you. This is really crazy.
No.
Trump served 4 years.
No.
Couldn't get accomplished what he wanted in 4 years.
Not with all the roadblocks.
If he would have stayed in another 4 years, he would have had another 4 years with Pence.
Yeah.
All right? Who Pence could not be trusted. He took a back seat for the next
took
four.
Took a pause, as he calls it.
All right? Now, in his next 4 years, he has J.D. Vance.
Not only that, he's got a lame duck. He doesn't have to please anybody. He's not going to get reelected. He's going to be able to clean house.
That's
and
right.
Do what, everything.
He doesn't have to play a popularity contest.
Nope.
But he has Vance, a young man who's as conservative as Trump is and smart as a whip. So... He actually, what he did was he extended his time in office. Now, let me tell you something. You're looking at a guy that's a businessman.
Yeah.
All right? There's a point where, and he has declared bankruptcy, right? There's a point where you have to cut and run.
Well, it's very few people in big business that haven't. It's a strategy. It's
what he did. Yeah. What he did when he was not elected was cut his losses and run and regrouped for another business.
Yeah.
That other business is 2024.
Yeah, but I just can't see that was a plan. I think they stole it. It wasn't planned.
Oh.
It wasn't planned to sit out 4 years.
Oh, no.
They stole it.
They stole it.
Yeah.
And he let them steal it. In 2016, they said they tried to steal it in 2016. But the military went in there and flopped a couple, swapped a couple boats and allowed him to win. That's why they were always saying to Trump, Russians stole it, Russians stole it, because that was their counter move, that the military was helping Trump get elected.
Yeah.
So, we have no idea how these, it's a war out there against, and we're just fodder.
Yeah, you got that right.
I'm putting my trust in Trump, though.
Yeah, I don't see...
We don't have any other choice.
Yeah, see any other way.
Because it's, yeah.
I can't remember his name at the moment, but there was a prophet in 2009. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, Kim Clement.
Yeah, he says, in 2009, he says, Donald Trump will be elected president in 2016. He'll serve 4 years, he'll be impeached twice, he'll be set aside, and he'll return again.
Absolutely.
I mean...
It's all come to pass.
It has all come to pass.
It has.
You know? And you don't know whether to believe people that say they're prophets, but this guy's nailed this 90% already. He's dead now, but he's got one more little portion of it to complete. He'll be back.
You know what always... they tried to kill Trump twice.
Yeah, probably more than that.
Yeah, you're right. And they may still continue. Every time we turn around, there's a new attack on him. And he's not dead, so he's protected. So, thank God. Because could you imagine, I think about that, could you imagine what would happen if they had succeeded in actually shooting? But then you've got shooting Trump at Butler the first time.
Yeah.
It would have been a John F. Kennedy nightmare all over again.
I'm going to throw it.
I was three, and I still remember where I was at three.
Oh, yeah.
It was an emotional...
I'm going to throw a little religious twist in on this.
Okay.
Back in the old... During the law of Leviticus, when a priest was elected to office, they would take blood and put it on the right ear. They would kill the lamb and put it on the ear. I'm kind of thinking God elected him there. You know, he anointed that ear.
Oh, is that what the... Yeah.
And... It's, you know, I don't think he was a religious man when he first came to office, but I think he has got a little bit more of that in him now.
Rally was fabulous.
Now, I do believe he's working for the big guy.
This is why it's so important to watch every rally. There are comms. He gives comms, and that's what the Miller, you know, comms in every rally.
Yeah.
What I would recommend people do, go to Rumble and go to Badlands. It's Badlands Media.
Badlands Media is on Rumble?
Is on Rumble. They have lots of different hosts that you can... I listen to Devolution, and I also listen to Eye of the Storm. Eye of the Storm is a cue. I mean, you can go back right from the beginning. He's been following the boards and cues, and we are right on the cue plan, the military plan. And these guys will game board or predict... based on what information is coming off the cue board. And one of the posts the board has, we are here to unite and provide truth. This is on 8chan, 4chan, and dark to light, evil surrounds us. We are fighting for you. Where we go one, we go all. The choice to know will be yours.
This is a modern day Minuteman. Interesting.
And these are our leaders. And Trump is Q+.
Yeah.
That's already been validated on the Eye of the Storm. That's why I'm going there. Eye of the Storm's been following it, and they're predicting the future. So if you really want to know and be more in the know and not reactive to what you see in the news, life is a little less jarring.
Yeah.
That's because... A lot of times, our job as digital soldiers, our job is to take you off the ledge and say, it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. What you're seeing here is a show.
Yeah.
We don't know what. Yeah. It's going to be all right in the end when this war is over. And we're going to get to celebrate in 2025.
So do you think the media is fixable?
I have no idea. Well, right now, CNN's going down the toilet. They're looking at doing online subscriptions. They think people are going to come look to them because they've lost. There's actually people on Twitter that have a larger following than CNN.
These wealthy deep staters backing them.
Exactly. And that's who we have to go after.
If they had to run as a business, they would already went bankrupt.
And we all have the First Amendment.
But how do you fix the media if he gets in there? How can you fix it?
Well, first off,
they have the right to go on there and say all kinds of garbage they want.
You know how we have to fix it? You know who runs the media? The CIA.
Oh, that needs to be dismantled.
Exactly.
Or it needs to go back to its original charter. No footprint on the continental United States.
I feel the same way about the FBI.
Yeah.
The FBI. So, with that, we got to get Trump in there. He's the only one that said he would work, fix it.
What a task.
And he's bringing on Elon to clean out the government.
Don't think it can be done in 4 years.
Well,
I don't think it can be done. It's such a gargantuan.
It's a turning of the page.
Yeah.
It's not 4 years. The problem with this in the United States is we look short term at things.
Yeah.
All right. The Chinese.
That's why
the Russians, they look in generations.
Yeah.
That's why this war seems so long. We've never been engaged. That's why we took a backseat to our government. I trusted them wholeheartedly, and look where that got me.
Yep.
And that's why more and more people, when I hear people say, God's got this. No,
God got this, but he expects you to be involved.
You have to be involved. You have to be engaged in politics. Anybody who sits back and says, I don't do politics.
Yeah.
Well, that you're the reason why we're here. Yeah. We all need to get engaged. Bring your neighbors out and vote.
All right.
That's why people like you had on last night, Pastor Gary, he is the pastor of the future.
Yeah.
All right? Because he is bringing morality and politics to the sermon, to the pulpit. Okay? And I listened to him last night, and He these ideas he doesn't come up with on his own.
No.
You know? This intergenerational corruption that goes on, people know about it, but people don't pay attention to it.
That's right. And the flames of revolution for our country's independence war was brought from the pulpits of the time.
You know, now, I got to tell you something. Violent revolution is a thing of the past.
Yeah. Well, I say that at the time. They preached we got to do this.
That's a thing of the past.
Yeah.
We're in an electronic revolution.
Yeah.
And a cyber revolution. And everything that Kimber's saying, she's recognized it. Okay? So that's where the revolution is. When you say, what are we going to do with the media? The media will come around. The media will come around.
Well, once
not
we get
with
this,
its current ownership.
No,
they won't allow it.
And
they don't care if they're losing money. Ain't that what they're there for, to make money?
Yeah, but
I think if you look around, you see less and less influence from the deep state. They're more desperate because their money source is drying up.
Well, we're approaching an hour, and we're gonna put this in the can. Kimber, we appreciate all the research that you've done over the past 15 years. And sharing with us what you've learned. Dave, always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Dave has the keys to the castle here, so we're glad to have him on board. And as soon as we turn this thing, you were listening to Lady Liberty going down the rabbit hole. Kimber and Dave, and this is Frank on Target. You're listening to WVFF 97.7, LPFM, Red Brick Patriot Radio.
That's all for today's journey. Thanks for joining Kimber and Dave as we explored the depths of world politics, general welfare, conspiracy theories, and outright conspiracies. Stay tuned for more thrilling discussions next time on Down the Rabbit Hole with Lady Liberty. Exclusively here on 97.7 FM. Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.